God, through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you bring us into a relationship of friendship and love with you that enable us to be a friend to others, even our enemies. Renew us now in your word, in your love. Amen. One of the most amazing things about the internet is that it has removed remoteness. It has bridged the distance between people, knowledge, and information. It has given us new ways of connecting and acquiring information. What we used to have to research for hours or days can be attained instantly by asking Google or Siri or by searching the World Wide Web. When it comes to friends, many people I went to school with, former youth and adults to whom I related in previous congregations, and extended family members who would be completely lost to me were it not for Facebook. While there may be much about their lives I still do not know, Facebook gives me a glimpse into where they are and what they are doing. Should I so choose, it provides a platform upon which I can often build an even deeper connection. Yet even in this world, where connection is literally at our fingertips, remoteness resulting in isolationism is still a danger. There is still wilderness in our world, and wilderness is remote. If people become lost in the wilderness, without a way to charge their cell phones, isolated from other people and the basic necessities of life, they can die. Besides physical isolation, there is also social isolation. A person who has hundreds of Facebook friends can be socially starved and isolated because they do not experience friendship in community or family where they are connected in the flesh and benefit from breathing, talking, life-giving presence of another person at their side. Virtual friendship alone cannot take the place of real-time, real-place friendships. Victims of human trafficking are intentionally isolated from family and friends so that they cannot escape those profiting from their services, whether their value comes from the forced labor they provide or their enslavement in the sex trade. Whole countries and territories can be isolated and cut off from life-giving relationships with other countries, either through war or a lack of services. Syria, Yemen, Puerto Rico, Haiti, and I'm sure other territories or countries you could name now suffer from isolationism. In the case of Puerto Rico, what was not all that remote resulted in isolationism because of one devastating hurricane and the lack of resources and services in its aftermath. In the context of today's gospel reading, Jesus knows that the day is coming when he will be remote from his disciples, not standoffish or emotionally distant, but literally absent and unavailable in an incarnate state. The section of John's Gospel from which today's reading is taken is called the Farewell Discourse, because through it, Jesus prepares his disciples for his pending departure via his death, resurrection, and ascension. So in this passage, Jesus tells his disciples, "You are my friends. I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends." Says Catherine McLean in her article on this passage in the Christian Century, "Friendship is our second circle of kin. Friends fill in for family when family is lost, when we are distant by geography, when we are shunned for who we are, when we are up to our ears in work that family cannot understand. Friends fill in. They shorten the distance to the heart. They embrace the authentic. They hold the baby. They listen. And they love." The Greek word for friend in today's passage from John is philos. In its verb form, phileo, it is one of three words used in the Bible that is translated as love. Therefore, we know Philadelphia as the city of brotherly, sisterly love. Such love that we experience as friendship is critically important in our lives. Parents often worry about the type of friends their children will have. Will they be ones with a positive influence or a negative influence? Parents' greatest hope for their children is that they will have mutually beneficial relationships resulting in enduring friendships. Adults, however, are not immune from their own relationship trials. Busy lives, competing priorities, transitions, and death can mean the end of sustaining relationships. Like anything we lose, we often realize friendship's value when it is lost or absent. Thus, we come to learn that friendship is precious. We treasure new friendships and work to keep tending those that last for many years because we need them. Without them, we become isolated. And as it has already been stated, isolation is not good. If we withdraw from the church, the community of faith, the hearing of God's word, sharing in Holy Communion, receiving forgiveness, and interceding in prayer for ourselves and others, we become isolated from Jesus' love and friendship. That's why when children are baptized at our baptismal font, parents and sponsors make promises to nurture them in the faith by bringing them to church, placing the scriptures in their hands and hearts, and teaching them to pray and profess their faith. We reject Jesus' gift of friendship and the life it brings when we isolate ourselves from the church community, from others, or cause others to be isolated from diverse, life-giving communities. The gift of friendship and the love that comes through friendships is the antidote to isolationism. The ultimate and life-giving friendship, which endures, engages, and sustains us, is that provided by Jesus, because its source is God, the source of life, the vine we heard about in last week's reading from John. Perhaps we should call it loveship perhaps a new translation of philos, by being nurtured in our most important relationship, our loveship with Christ, by being placed in a community which loves by engaging friends and friendships, isolationism is subverted not only for ourselves and the church, but for our world. And this is God's doing. The world is brought together for healing, for hope, for resilience in the face of evil and all that causes suffering, shame, and destruction. This is the fruit that God enables us to produce, the fruit that lasts because it comes from God. So it is that we now sing and pray, Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors and friends we have from you. Amen.